You know, I'll expose you to exactly where I was when I started. There I sat, having just gotten into network marketing. I was very shy. I had a real problem pronouncing words. I also had a heck of a time spelling words. Back in high school, to avoid the embarrassment of these two challenges, when I would write, I would purposely write very sloppily. Anytime I had to write a word that had an I and an E beside each other, I would dot my I's in the middle between the I and the E, so the teacher couldn't tell that I didn't know whether the I came before or after the E. Since I didn't know how to correctly spell words, it really messed up my ability to pronounce words. So instead of learning how to pronounce words, I learned how to mumble words so people couldn't tell if I said the word incorrectly or not. These are the great lengths I went to protect myself from sounding stupid. The reality was, I was stupid. You may think that's a tough evaluation, but the facts were, I was doing the things that a stupid person does. Do you hear that? I was hiding from what I didn't know instead of learning it. That is what it takes to be stupid on any subject. That's the stupid formula. Take a subject, make excuses why you can't know it, such as I'm shy, and you will remain stupid on that subject. I was also given and accepted some advice from my dad. He said, the more you talk, the more people will know how dumb you are. So keep quiet, it makes you seem smarter. This was a big contributor to my shyness. Therefore, I was always hesitant to say anything to anybody because I was afraid of sounding stupid. I didn't have any business vocabulary. I didn't know what most of the words in business meant. See, I wore the words, I'm shy, like an identity. But I'm shy doesn't mean anything. It's just an excuse not to face something. Do you see that? By the way, there was something that I said there that I want to go back to. Remember when I said that my dad gave me and I accepted his advice? The key part of that is that I accepted and agreed with it. Anyone can say anything to you. But for it to do you damage, you have to agree with it. I admit these things to you in hopes that if you are at the bottom of the communication skill level, that I give you inspiration, that you too can rise up and be a good communicator. And if you're at the top of the communication skill level, then what I've conceded will serve as a window into what it's like to not be able to communicate easily. If you grew up around good communicators and you've just always been a good communicator, then it might be very difficult for you to coach someone how to learn to communicate. The other quick thing on this, if you're at the bottom of the communication skill level, this might have been the first time you've ever realized that the reason you've not succeeded in network marketing and perhaps other things might have to do with your communication ability. Sometimes when people find a new reason for something, they use it as an excuse for not succeeding. It becomes their escape. Do not use being at the lower communication skill level as an excuse. Dive into the training I provided in this pack and get good at communicating and inviting.